It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us, 20 minutes away from, got to turn my page there, Randy, sorry about that.
No problem.
20 minutes away from Brandon Adams stopping by, Dog Nation Daily podcast host, ahead of Georgia's first big matchup of the year, Tennessee on Saturday.
DeMarcus Lawrence. Knoxville.
DeMarcus Lawrence,
yes,
that's
you.
Right, that's
yeah,
who we were talking about, yes. Giving Trent Williams some trouble.
He has some trouble. Big Trent has some issues.
Yes.
This is all
he's. Yeah, 49ers, age and injuries, man.
Yeah, man.
Age and injuries, and drafted a kicker in the third round.
Yes.
So I guess at the end of the day, at least the Falcons didn't draft Younghoe Koo in the third round.
Yeah.
It makes you feel any better. We'll get to some news related
what
to that.
Wasn't he a replacement for Matt Bryant?
Yeah, I don't.
Was it Matt Bryant?
I do remember it was in season.
Yeah, I remember that, right? Okay.
All and right. I think you're right about that. I do. They brought that Matt Bryant back.
Yes.
And then it obviously, you know, yeah. Age. Look, that dude had a great career.
Yes,
and kicked for a long
yes,
time, made a lot of field goals, was on the Super Bowl, team that went to the Super Bowl here in Atlanta. We'll get to some Falcons kicker-related news in just a minute. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20, talk Georgia football, the AMA coming up at 1:40 as well. And as always, final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com.
Josh just sent us a clip of Young Boy's concert.
I saw that.
Hell no, I'm not sitting there.
Mm-mm.
If I'm going to YB, I'm sitting in the suite. I'm sitting somewhere with some doors.
Yeah, man.
And some elevator access cards.
Yeah, and a little personal space.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. I ain't sitting down there with them boys.
Again, I'll go with you, absolutely, if we can sit in the suite. And you're on the same page as far as that goes, right? You're not trying to get down. I don't need to, speaking of age, I don't need to be down there in the middle of all that jumping around.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
My knees can't handle that.
You know, there's one thing about me. I'm a grown, and I'm talking about a fishy grown-ass man, got problems of my own, got folks to take care of. I don't party with people who wear ski masks. All right? I don't party with people who don't wear no shirt inside.
Well, especially
all right? My ass
ski
is
mask
too,
in the summertime, especially.
My ass is too grown to be somewhere with a young fella with a ski mask and no shirt on. I'm too grown. I don't hang around folks like that. I'm too grown for that. I'm going to be in a suite.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to be in a suite where you got to have access to get up to the suite. Now, I know there's ways to get around it and all that, but no, I'm going to be up there. Chilling in the suite.
I don't think anybody's trying to get around it to be in our suite, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be you and me and I don't know who else.
Yeah, ain't nobody trying to be down there in the stand.
Having some free cold ones.
I'm a grown man. I don't hang out with shiesties. Shiesties and chess. I don't do that.
Also very happy we'll be in the suite tomorrow night for the concert because it'll be a different crowd.
Yeah.
be a different crowd. Young, though. I didn't really realize what the demo for the Benson Boone crowd was.
How like Kai Young?
Probably.
Like my baby girl Young?
Probably. Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, probably.
You know Kai's 18, right?
Uh huh.
Like, you going to a concert with a bunch of mushmouths?
I am doing that. Yep. I am doing that. My wife really wanted to go. And, perks of the job, we were able to get some tickets from time to time.
Right.
I got us up in the suite. So she's so happy.
That's all that matters.
She's looking for it. Like,
that's all. Tell me to shut the hell up.
That,
your
like,
woman happy?
I haven't made her this happy, you know, outside of.
Yeah, right.
Which still, you know,
yeah,
doing
yeah,
great.
Right.
But outside of that, I don't know the last time. I'm not sure.
Did you get an awe in the big hug?
She can't stop talking about it.
Hell yeah.
She's texting me now. Like, she'll probably by the end of the segment, she'll text me something about going to the concert.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And I'm, you know, and that makes it worth it.
You're damn right.
Now I get to
That's
go.
That's what I said. Tear shit. Hello.
I get to go hang
My
out.
My wife's happy.
Because I know Dave's coming from sales, and he's got young, he's got high school age daughters. He's bringing them.
Boy, I was about to say something crazy.
What?
Never mind. Because I was like, Dave ass? Because what'd you say, bring his daughter?
Because we were texting about it this morning, and Dave was like, "Yeah, you're husband of the year. I'm father of the year."
There you go,
for this.
Man.
Like, great, perfect.
awesome. That's awesome, dude. Now, as long as your wife happy, I don't, just let me tell me to shut the hell up.
No, there's you can still make fun of me for it. He's got that one song, though, that I really like. And so I'm looking forward to him playing that one. And maybe he'll do a backflip off a piano or something like that. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Yeah, we got to go out. You know, like it's only, you know, like we always talk about, we always create those competitive moments and find people, whether it be workouts or whatever the case may be. And if we are lucky enough and fortunate enough to sign somebody that looks good enough to come in and compete, that we feel like we do it throughout the week, we possibly can. But we'll keep scouring. And then, like, in the meantime, you know, we got to line up. We got to kick it. We got to make it. And we got to go through our process.
Yeah, man. It's a process of, you know, you mentioned earlier, Bunk, we didn't come into this year planning on talking about this.
It's a process. It's also a problem.
Yep. And it's crazy because Mike Conte sat with us at 11:40 whenever and asked a question. He said, what'd you think when he lined up for that kick? And now it's crazy that majority of folks said he missed.
We talked about the same thing yesterday. As soon as the Tampa kicker missed that extra point, I said,
damn,
I know it's about to happen.
Yep.
I've been through it so many times, and so have all the Falcons fans. I know it's about to happen. They're going to move the ball down the field and get into field goal range.
Because you know they're going to do that.
Of course they were.
They always get into field goal range.
Of course they were.
Always
there was no way they were going to turn it over. It was no way they were going to three and out. They were going to get into field goal
always
range.
Always get into
But they also weren't going to score a touchdown.
Yes. Right.
Because they could have done that, too.
Yes.
And that would have been fine. Then they would have won the game. And there was a couple throws that were close, that were touchdown worthy, that unfortunately didn't get caught. So they end up in field goal range, misses the kick. Obviously, they did sign a kicker named Parker Romo to the practice squad earlier today. So he'll be there. Probably be the kicker by Sunday. And if it comes down to another kick, hopefully he makes it.
Yeah, that's all you can hope is that they get in the situation, because they're going to be in a situation in this game that you got to make a kick.
Yep.
They are. I mean, never tell me wrong, Minnesota is a good football team, but yet they still, as great as J.J. McCarthy was, he's still going to have struggles. He is. All right. And so, you know, you're going to be in a situation where you got two second-year quarterbacks, one making the second start, the other making the fifth start in this game. So there's going to be opportunities for mistakes and everything like that. There's also going to be an opportunity that this game could be 17-17 going into the fourth quarter. Going into who has the ball last.
When you remember last year when they played, it was actually a really good game.
It was good.
We were sitting there at that bar in near your house. I was doing one of the events. I forget. I'll look it up and give him a shout out by the end. But we're having a great time watching the game. And that was like injured Kirk Cousins' best game.
Yes,
he actually played pretty good.
And then the
secondary fell apart.
Couldn't track the ball.
It was 21-21, and then the Falcons didn't touch the ball for 10 minutes, and Minnesota scored two touchdowns. Because I think they fumbled a kickoff or something like that, right?
Did Ray do it?
Yeah, so then it was 35-21, and that's all she wrote. They got a little too aggressive. Kirk threw a pick, and then they scored another one, and it looked like a blowout at the end. The game was pretty close through three quarters, so I wouldn't be surprised at all if Sunday night looks a lot like the first three quarters of last year looked.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, but it's going to come down to the kick. And obviously, I mean, they're talking about bringing in competition. So you're telling me, and again, it could happen, and I just don't know, because I've probably never seen it. I've never seen it in my time. But I'm just saying, having a kicking competition game week ain't good.
No.
You know what I mean? Because
no, it's not good.
It ain't good. And it's, you know, it'd be interesting to see how they go forward throughout the week with this whole situation. But I don't think you sign Romo not to let him kick. Because, okay, let's say, for instance, that everything's going well Wednesday, because you kick every day. Everything's going well Wednesday, everything's going well Thursday, everything's going well Friday, get on a plane, go up to Minnesota. But yet, you're still going to run Young and go out there because they had a good practice. I'm pretty sure he had a good practice last week.
Well, he must have had a good training camp.
He had a great – he won the job.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, that is my –
That was never a competition to me, though.
No.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It's a guy who's never kicked in the NFL before.
Yes.
Who they're taking a flyer on because he doesn't count against the roster.
Yes.
And, look, if he turns out to be a kicker down the road, cool. That'd be really fun.
Right.
But that was never a possibility this year. So my question is, like, this had to have been at least a conversation at some point, right? Should we bring in legitimate competition for Youngway Koo?
They never did. You remember what you said earlier, and you're absolutely correct about this organization. They're so nice. They're so loyal, which, fine, whatever. Most players do want loyalty.
Yep.
You do want loyalty and everything, and patience and everything like that. was it one point where you're like, okay, we don't want to mess with his psyche? Because sometimes, and I've seen it a lot of times, some people can't handle competition.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Coop felt anything.
No, I don't think so either.
No pressure?
No, there was no pressure from Lenny Krieg.
No, none whatsoever.
No, I think that is very reasonable to assume.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about a team that not that long ago wouldn't do anything to mess with the psyche of Desmond Ridder.
You remember that?
Didn't want to mess up his mind.
Remember that?
Keep his mind right.
Yeah.
He's the, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, I know it's a quarterback and a kicker, but I think the logic kind of still applies.
I know we got great to go. And I wanted to piggyback off what you said about Desmond. Now, tell me a time where there has been a quarterback in his position that has never had competition.
I can't.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay. I was just thinking, it just popped in my head, like, another year.
Without doing anything?
Without doing anything.
Right. I can't.
Not, and I'm not talking about a rookie first-round pick or nothing
No. Right, first-round pick. But you're talking about a third-round quarterback who was on the team, didn't do anything.
Right.
Right? And, yeah, no, I can't think of one. That's why while it was going on, we were so confused.
Oh, okay.
It's like, are you sure? Like, and they talked to, not us, but us, the general Falcons public, like we were crazy.
Yeah.
They were like,
wait till you see this guy.
Have a seat. It'll be fine.
Wait till you see this guy.
Narrator.
Oh, God.
It wasn't fine. It wasn't fine.
Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays on with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Plus, watch your local NFL games every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Andy, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Brandon Adams going to join us next, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast.
Also bring back Mayor Kingston.
Georgia and Tennessee on Saturday. We'll get BA's thoughts on all of that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.